Broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
I think he should own up to what he did. And just
I am chief financial officer for a veteran service organization.
The Bible says that lust in your heart is committing adultery.
Down the left field line, and it's fair.
I forgot he was black tonight.
Wait, I felt this girl going up my leg.
Famous Phil Hendry Show, every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, the news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch, and where through the looking glass we go each and every night, and I can guarantee it's places other talk shows can't, they don't have the guts. They ain't got the guts. Anyway, coming up this hour, Margaret Gray joins us to talk economy, especially how other families are dealing with it and how she and her family are showing solidarity with struggling families in this economy. She also is going to be talking with us about Christine O'Donnell. Christine O'Donnell, who has won most recently a United States Senate primary in Delaware. She's the Republican nominee there in Delaware and said some controversial statements allegedly on the Bill Maher show about being a witch. Anyway, we'll get into that with her. 877-876-PHIL. Forgot all about our affiliate spotlight tonight, and we should never do that, especially when we have two great affiliates on the line here in Detroit, WDTW, 1310 a.m., and in Akron, Ohio, WHLO, 640 a.m. on the Phil Hendry Network. Thank you, and thanks for being a part of our network of stations. Don't forget our website, philhendryshow.com. Soon to come will be our classic CD collection. We have CDs that go all the way back to 1997. These are classic CDs that are in the original packaging, the original artwork, the original CD, at the original price even. And we're going to be making those available to you very, very soon on our website, philhendryshow.com, and we've got other things there that that you'll like. 877-876-PHIL, coming on the line with us right now. She is a writer for the Dicklin Syndicate. She has a nationally syndicated column that is read in over 150 newspapers nationally. And we're going to talk with her right now about Christine O'Donnell and the economy. Margaret Gray joining us. Margaret, good to have you with us tonight.
I'm very, very grateful you've got me on your program, Phil. Thank you. And I heard a little bit of a replay of an interview I guess we did a few years ago, right?
Yeah, that was the Winter Olympics in Salt Lake City.
That was the show. That is the one, because I had a couple of friends call me, and they said, I was hearing you last night on, I guess it was one of those retweets that you do on your website. And I said that I am going to have to talk to that young man, because that was, you had a good time with me that night.
Well, we always do, but it was always great. It's always great talking to you. But this is a topic that's a little... Did you, by the way, we're going to talk about the economy. Did you want to mention something about Christine O'Donnell? Because I know you're going to do a column about it.
Well, yes, I do. And here's the reason why I brought it up. I know that I'm going to be on your program tonight talking economy. I'm very, very curious to know, as long as we're on the subject, what people who are supporters of Christine O'Donnell, that would mean supporters of the, the Tea Party.
Uh-huh.
Well, what do they think of this witchcraft nonsense? Because this woman came out on the Bill Maher show, and apparently Bill Maher had these tapes.
Well, we've got them if you want to hear them.
Oh, I'd love to hear them. I haven't heard them yet. And she says she's a witch.
Let's listen, okay? Let's hold on for a minute. This is Christine O'Donnell, and I got them ready just in case you wanted to hear them.
Well, first of all, I haven't heard them, Phil, but I want to say something. Because people always say, did you hear the tape? If this woman said that she had been dabbling in witchcraft, that's a problem for the Tea Party people. And, because I can well imagine them trying to minimize this film, so I want to get that out before I hear these takes. This is a problem.
Well, why do you call it a problem right off the bat without hearing the tapes?
If she's saying that she dabbled in witchcraft, it is a problem. Because you've got a conservative base of Christians who vote Tea Party, they vote Republican, and now you have a woman that is running for the United States Senate in Delaware that was a witch? Good God. No.
All right, 877-876-PHIL is our number. Here is Christine O'Donnell, and we go back a few years on the Bill Maher show, 1999, appearing on Politically... Actually, the show... Yeah, what was the show called then? Politically Incorrect with Bill Maher. Christine O'Donnell mentions her dabbling in witchcraft. O'Donnell at the time was a guest representing SALT, which is the Savior's Alliance for Lifting the Truth.
You were a witch.
I dabbled into witchcraft. I never joined a coven.
Wait
but
a minute.
I did.
You were a witch?
Yeah, she was.
I was a witch.
I mean, wait a minute.
That's exactly why.
How are you to be a witch?
Because I dabbled into witchcraft. I hung around people who were doing these things.
Having fun?
I'm not making this stuff up.
Oh
I know what
God.
They told
oh
me
my
to
God.
Do.
What are you doing?
I mean,
are you,
I
hold
one
on,
of my
hold
dates,
on.
One of my dates, my first dates.
Wait, I
want to
hear about this.
One of my first dates with the witch was on a satanic altar, and I didn't know it. And, I mean, there's little blood there and stuff like that.
That was a date?
Your first date was a satanic altar?
Yeah, we went to a movie and then, like, had a little midnight picnic.
Let's have a movie and a sacrifice?
Did you hear that?
I don't know how on earth they can recover from, and she sounds like some sort of a school child. She sounds ridiculous, and she was on this Mars show, huh?
Yeah. Now here is her commenting on that because this is a while discussing the. Let me see here. This is over the weekend. She laughed it off.
Now Phil, if you're going to play her commenting now on that tape, that I have to say is not fair because. She's given all this time to be glib and to charm people with some reason as to why she said what she said. And I think we have to take those comments alone, standalone comments. I don't think that whatever you're about to play...
I haven't even played it yet, Margaret. Okay.
No, but I know you're going to play her justification for it. And I'm saying that I don't think that's fair. There's no way to justify that. And you're giving her an opportunity that I don't think she deserves.
Well, I'm going to play it because she did. It's newsworthy. Over the weekend, O'Donnell laughed off the politically incorrect clip at a campaign stop, a campaign event, rather, in Delaware.
That witchcraft comment on Bill Maher. I was in high school. How many of you didn't hang out with questionable folks in high school? But no, there's been no witchcraft since. If there was, Karl Rove would be a supporter now.
Isn't she a smartass?
Why do you call that a smartass? You know, you got to give the lady...
No, she's a smartass because she takes something that is a political dagger to the heart, and now she's being... She obviously feels she's being cutesy-poo with it, Karl Rove and this and that. And it charms all of these people that are, you know, I'm going to say it. It charms a lot of these meatheads.
Okay, you're not, you know, obviously you're not politically objective here. So,
you know, it charms all of those people into thinking, oh, isn't she charming? And they forget all about the fact that this woman was a witch. Fully admits to it. And do you want me to read to you what those people do? And we're talking about everything from... urination.
All right, hold on for a minute, because I don't know. She said she was a witch in high school. Here she is back on the show now. This is back on the Bill Maher show, I think. While discussing the morality of telling lies, comedian Eddie Lizard, presented a scenario to O'Donnell on an episode of Politically Incorrect, which aired in 1999.
A lie, whether it be a lie or an exaggeration, is disrespect to whoever you're exaggerating or lying to, because it's
quite
not
the opposite. It can be
it's
respect.
Not respecting reality.
If someone comes to you in the middle of the Second World War and says, do you have any Jewish people in your house? And you do have. Would you lie to him? That would be a lie. That would be disrespectful.
Right. Good question, Eddie.
Can you say that again? I don't think Hitler would.
Whoa, answer the question.
I am. If I were in that situation, God would provide a way to do the right thing righteously. I believe that. And
God is not there. Hitler's there and you're there.
You never have to practice deception.
You never have to apart from lying.
How is she going to recover from saying that basically, were she alive, in World War II, she would have turned over every Jew that she came across.
She didn't say that. She's talking about deception.
She would have turned over every Jewish soul in the sector, or wherever she was living, or what. So, you heard that, right? Phil, I'm a little bit dumbfounded that you are sticking up for this woman.
What I'm basically trying to do here is say that she was a young woman at the time, and certainly we are allowed to change.
She is anti-Semitic. Do you want her in office? She wants every Jew turned into a lampshade.
Oh, come on.
Well, let me ask you something. When that man asked her, would you lie about Jews being in the household?
You know what, Margaret? You are asking now, you're asking me a question about a woman who, 10 years ago, this is what I love to talk about. We're not even allowed to change anymore. We're not even allowed to get smarter. We're not allowed to grow up, okay?
She's an anti-Semite.
All right, here's one more, and this is her on an MTV special about sex, in which she's on with a colleague, and they seem to come out against masturbation.
The Bible says that lust in your heart is committing adultery. So you can't masturbate without lust. The reason that you don't tell them that masturbation is the answer to AIDS and all these other problems that come with sex outside of marriage is because, again, it is not addressing the issue. You're going to be pleasing each other. And if he already knows what pleases him and he can please himself, then why am I in the picture?
She is not only an anti-Semite, Phil. She's not only a witch. She's an idiot.
All right. Well, you know, you wanted to bring this up. I know you wanted to talk about the economy, too. But we're talking here about Christine O'Donnell. And there are her comments. All right.
And they are absolute rubbish. And she sounds like an imbecile. And she's a Tea Party advocate. And she is in Delaware. And she's running for U.S. Senate. And I think it is one more example, Phil, of the blithering lack of real intelligence, I think, that movement has to talk about they're against masturbation, Jews, and I guess Christians. And I guess that makes them communists, except for the masturbation part. Unbelievable.
All right, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. There's Margaret Gray talking about Christine O'Donnell. O'Donnell. I don't know if you guys are even familiar with what Christine O'Donnell is quoted to have said, or not quoted to, what Christine O'Donnell said in the sound clips that we've had. And we're going to get Margaret to talk a little bit about the economy, too, later on. But she really wanted to get into this series of comments from Christine O'Donnell. One, anti-masturbation. Another one talking about the whether you lie or not if you've got a Jew in the house and there are Nazis at the door. And, of course, the comment about the witch or being a witch. 877-876-PHIL. This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Hendry.
Was I on at all, or were you talking over me?
I was talking.
Wow.
This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL. Margaret Gray on the line with us. We're talking briefly about Christine O'Donnell and also about the economy. Where were you today?
We were at the Powell Middle School in Santa Monica, and we were talking to parents over there, a lot of the mothers over there, who were picking up their children, and they had asked me to address the some of the eighth graders on being a journalist. And since the mothers were there getting the kids, I gave a little address on what I'm going to do and other women who are in the same economic category as me, what we're going to do to show solidarity to those women, the women that we saw today whose children are there in the public school system and so forth, because they're hurting. They are hurting. And we want to show that we're in solidarity with them, that we can do the same things that they do, and so on and so forth.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Here is Joe in Buffalo. Joe, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Yes, and Margaret, question. A couple days of experimenting with Wiccan at age 17. What's the difference? I think that's a little bit lesser, a little less harsh than doing cocaine through college or in college, or in not inhaling, doing marijuana. I mean, come on.
And what about her anti-Semitism? What about her anti-Semitism?
What about what? Anti-Semitism? No, you know what?
Yes. When she said that she would not lie to protect a Jew that the Nazis had come to incarcerate, that shows a level of gutlessness and anti-Semitism I've never heard a politician actually admit to before. Unbelievable.
Well, she was a young woman.
She was a young woman. Bill Clinton was a young man. And Obama was a young man. All of a sudden, everyone gets a pass. No. Not me. I don't give her a pass on that. And I don't think you should either, Joe. I think, you know, it's one thing to be Tea Party, and that's all fine and dandy, and do whatever you need to do, but it's another thing to give a pass to some Jew hater.
Well, you can't say that. She didn't say that she hated Jews. She said that she would. I can play the clip again. Here it is, number three. They were asked, Eddie Izzard asked the question about what happens if the Nazis come and there's a Jew in the house.
A lie, whether it be a lie or an exaggeration, is disrespect to whoever you're exaggerating or lying to, because it's
quite
not
the opposite. It can be
it's
respect.
It's not respecting reality.
If a person comes to you in the middle of the Second World War and says, do you have any Jewish people in your house? And you do have. Would you lie to him? That would be a lie. That would be disrespectful.
Right. Good question, Eddie.
Can you say that again?
I don't think Hitler...
Whoa, answer the question.
I am. If I were in that situation, God would provide a way to do the right
God.
Thing right
now. Oh, my God.
God is not there. Hitler's there and you're there.
You never have to practice deception.
You have to pop a line.
So the woman was given a chance to say, would you save that person's life? And she responded by saying, you never practice deception. That woman showed at that moment the kind of moral courage she would have were someone hiding from Adolf Hitler.
Hey, Margaret, okay. I have one question for you.
No question. What do you think about the Jew hater?
I think that there's really not a lot of Jews in Delaware, so, I mean, as long as she gets the white, you know,
well,
as long as she gets the vote.
That's a stupid question, Joe. Answer the question.
Yeah, answer the question.
No, how many
that's
Jews
a stupid answer. There's not a lot of Jews in Delaware. Are there Jews in Buffalo?
Are there Jews in Buffalo? Jews in Buffalo.
But you wouldn't hide any. You wouldn't hide any of those if Hitler was coming for them, huh?
Let me do this. Here's my point, Phil. This Christine O'Donnell has got a lot going on in her background. She's a witch. She hates Jews. She whatever else she does, and I just think it bespeaks the people of Delaware. The level of intelligence if they allow this woman in the State House.
Not the State House. She's running for senator. All right, 877-876-PHIL, world-famous Phil Henry Show. All right, let's move on to the other comments that you wanted to make vis-a-vis the economy.
Today, Phil, we had the great pleasure of addressing the bunkers over there at Powell Middle School in Santa Monica. And really what we said to them was this. These are a lot of women that are very middle class, or were middle class, or whatever passes for middle class, because you have to understand something. You know, my husband made a lot of money. I would never insult other people by saying I'm middle class. Obviously, I am not. We live at a better level than most people.
All right, so you're upper middle class or you're upper class?
Yeah. But I was at the school today to talk to the students, and I saw a lot of these women who were picking up their children there at the public school. My son attends a private school. I said to them that this economy is a very difficult economy. I sort of strayed from the script. I was supposed to talk to the students about a career in journalism, but I said, you know something, and I stepped away from the podium. I said, you know something, I want to talk to you mothers. You are having it very, very difficult, and you know what? I'm with you, and there are a lot of other women that are just like me. We stand united with you. We are going to do what we can to be in solidarity with you. I'll give you an example. It's something as simple as shopping at one of the groceries, one of the supermarkets, because we go to Bristol Farms. Something as simple as getting my nails done in one of the places where these women get their nails done. Because
Where do you get yours done?
Well, I have mine done by Suzanne. You know, I have her come to the house. But what I'm saying, Phil, is that we would eat the way they eat. Take the family to, you know, I don't know where these people eat, but Red Lobster or something like this.
And all right, and the point is what?
The point is because I have money and because my husband has money, and because the recession has missed us, we have not suffered from the recession at all. It doesn't mean that I'm not in solidarity with these women that I was talking to today and that I saw today. you know, and it doesn't mean that I am not in solidarity with them. We're eating the same food they're eating. I'm trying to put this in a way that you'll understand.
All right, well, let's talk a little bit more about it. 877-876-PHIL, world famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL, the economy and how it's affecting families is our topic here. Margaret Gray on the line with us. She's a writer for the Dicklin Syndicate and writes the A Little Bird Told Me column.
I don't mean to interrupt, Phil. Did you see Lady Gaga today at all?
I did not see that. I see her. They're doing a replay.
Here's the problem that I have with it. I think that Lady Gaga, I agree with the gentleman that you had on your program before. I think Don't Ask, Don't Tell in the gay community in this country, and I'm speaking right now for, I'm speaking for a lot of people who are very sympathetic with the gay community and do want Don't Ask, Don't Tell to be overturned. But having Lady Gaga speaking at a rally, I think turns the entire effort into, as that gentleman said, I think it is Freaks Part 2. I think it is Todd Browning bringing back all of those faces and those names that we love for a reunion, a sequel. I think that...
What do you mean Freaks Part 2? Todd Browning bringing back all... A lot of people don't know what you're talking about. Are you talking about the movie that Todd Browning made, Freaks?
Yes. I'm sorry, Phil. A lot of people maybe have not seen it. It is a cult classic. And what Todd Browning did is he got a lot of people with the small heads and a lot of circus freaks.
And all right, so let's cut through the stuff. You're saying that having Lady Gaga up there at a Don't Ask, Don't Tell rally turns it into a circus freak act.
I think it does. I think it makes it into something that is unpalatable to the middle class. Again, let's talk about the people that make the wheels turn. I am very fortunate. I married Frank when I was very young. At the time, he was already well on his way to financial security. He was a man in his 40s at the time. He was approaching 50. There was a big difference in our age, yes. But I knew that Frank was financially very, very sound. And that was a decision that I made. I said, the man that I marry has got to be financially solvent as well as sound, secure, no matter what the year and no matter what the event or the time period until the end of our lives. And I was very fortunate in that regard. As a result of that, I have never, and Frank has never, and by extension, Jason J. Delmonico, our son, we've never really experienced any recession, per se. Frank has been retired for 30 years. I don't have to work. We have a lot of money. That, enough said about that.
Yeah.
Well, what does that mean, yeah?
So you're very, very wealthy, and you don't have to worry about recessions, and I understand that. I don't know what that had to do with Lady Gaga.
But still, excuse me, but the reason why, I'm not trying to lord over people.
Well, you're talking all about the money that you have. What does that got to do with Lady Gaga and the event that she spoke at?
I am speaking on behalf of middle-class people. I'm speaking on behalf of people that I am identifying with. When you show them a Don't Ask, Don't Tell rally with Lady Gaga speaking at it, you might as well be showing them a cage full of bearded women and the microcephalic and midgets, that thing, from the movie?
Yeah, I know the movie Freaks. And so people will understand what we're talking about. There was a movie that was made back in 1932 or 3.
You don't have to give the whole history of it, Phil.
Well, yes, I do, and I'm hosting the show. It was called Freaks. It was made by Todd Browning, the same guy that made Dracula, which was a big bust out for Bela Lugosi. you know.
Well, it made Bela Lugosi.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so anyway, he directed, and I suspect that's where the studio gave him money to do Freaks, because he had had such a hit with Dracula. They said, he said he wanted to do this movie, and what Todd Browning did was he went out.
He hired all of the great circus freaks in the country. They were all prima donnas.
Oh, will you let me do this, Margaret? Because they were all prima donnas.
Yes, and they were very difficult on the set.
Yeah, he went out. He hired all of the great circus freaks, because in those days they allowed that kind of thing. Today it's illegal. It's illegal to put a human being on display like that, but in those days it was legal. And there apparently was a pecking order, and there was a stratosphere, right, Margaret?
Yes, there were stars in the world of circus freaks, and Todd Browning hired them all.
And they were apparently very difficult on the set, and they were, very, you know, like prima donnas. So, make a long story short, the movie was made with all of these different circus freaks, and with actors, I think, Wallace Ford, I forget who else.
Well, I do know the name Wallace Ford, and the actress, the Russian actress.
Well, she played the trapeze artist, yeah, but anyway, Wallace Ford is the best-known actor I know that was in it. So anyway, the movie was made, and it was released, and it was banned almost immediately because it made a lot of people very uncomfortable. Now, you have brought all of that up to say what?
To say the following, Phil, you know, that Lady Gaga at a Don't Ask, Don't Tell rally creates the same discomfort and disturbance that the showing of Freaks would create at in let's say the prosthetic ward of a hospital. You know, people would start looking around at their stumps or whatever you call it and saying, "My God, that's me up on the screen."
No, they would not. Let's not go there, okay? That is so demeaning.
Phil, you know something? I just want to tell you this. I was thinking of a song today that reminded me a lot of this economy problem that we're talking about. I want you to guess which song it is, all right?
Margaret, I want to get moving, though.
Yes, but guess the song. The Love Shack is a little old place that 2, 3, 4. We can get together, Love Shack, baby. What's the name of that song?
Love Shack.
No, it isn't. It's called, well, it is called Love Shack. It's called Go Where You Want To.
No, it isn't. Go Where You Want To is another song.
Go Where You Want To in the Love Shack. That's not it?
No, that's not it. That's a different song.
Well, the reason why I thought of Love, God, I forgot what it is.
He called it Love Scat.
Would you shut your hole? I apologize for that, Phil.
Was that Frank?
Yes. Shut the hole, would you?
Got to do up here.
No, you do up your hole.
You do up yours.
No, will you come on?
I'll deal with you later. The Love Shack is a little old place. Oh, no, I know how it goes. I'm going down the Atlanta Highway. Okay. I was thinking of Lady Gaga when I heard that song because I thought, you know what would really kick this thing into high gear is if she sang a song. She was so dull. She was so boring, I wanted to weep for her. I wanted to drop to one knee and weep. That's how lousy she was.
You know, Margaret, if we're talking about the economy, or we're talking about Lady Gaga, or we're talking about Christine O'Donnell with the Wiccan thing, there needs to be something that's sort of unifying all of these. What would you say that is?
What it is the fact that we have a lot of middle-class women that need to stand in solidarity with other women. Now, I don't know what it's like to go to Long John Silver's with your family. I'm not saying that I'm better than anyone. I'm not better than anyone. I just don't know what it's like to stand there in one of those restaurants. I don't know what it's like to have my nails done in a strip mall. I don't know what it's like to drive anything other than a Mercedes. I'm not saying that makes me better. I'm saying that that means I don't know what that is. And so therefore, I want to stand in solidarity with those women. And what I told them today at the school was, I don't know where you go to eat, and I don't really know how you wash your clothes. I don't know a lot about you. But I will tell you this. I'll stand behind you if you can give me a call and let me know what you want. I'll you know, I'll break out some time and stand behind you in whatever it is you're doing.
And how did they respond?
They were a little bit rude. They were rude, but I think they got it. A lot of them came up to me and said they were moved. One or two of them felt that I was being haughty, and I had to take them aside and sort of explain the facts of life to them.
And in what way?
Well, I said, you know what, I've got money, you don't. You know, live with it. Live with it. I married well, you didn't. Live with it. You know, my son, he's an actor. Yours isn't. Live in it. Live in it. Get in there and live it. Sit in it. Play in it.
How did they take that?
Well, like I said, after I explained it to them, then they shook my hand and said, Margaret, thank you. Thank you for at least giving us a glimpse of what it can be like or what it could have been like had we made the right decision. It can't be that way now, but we'll try to, and we thank you for the solidarity.
All right. 877-876-PHIL. Margaret Gray on the line talking a wide variety of topics with us, from Lady Gaga and Love Shack to the Don't Ask, Don't Tell, to the film Freaks, to this the witchcraft of Christine O'Donnell, to this idea that middle-class women, she stands in solidarity with them, she and other women of her income. She's never known a recession. What is it like for women that have never been in a recession? How does a woman stand in solidarity with another woman whose family is fighting through these bad economic times? How does Margaret stand there and say, you know, I don't know what it's like, what you're going through, but I'm in solidarity with you. I'll try to eat the same things you eat. 877-876-PHIL. There's Lady Gaga dressed as a bunny rabbit or something, but not the kind you're thinking of. We'll be right back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
I don't know if you want to, do you want to hear this Lady Gaga?
Well, what, the speech today?
Yeah, the speech today. Lady Gaga tells a crowd in Maine she's against Don't Ask, Don't Tell.
Phil, I just want to ask something. Is there anyone in America or the world that Lady Gaga was against Don't Ask, Don't Tell? I think it is. It has become so de rigueur, I think, for one of these outlandish female singers. And I'm going to use a term that many of my gay friends, she's a fag hag.
And all right, I don't want to hear that, okay? You know.
No, hold on for a minute, Phil. You don't understand.
No, you don't understand. I don't want to hear that.
Well, I'm not going to be lectured to. You know,
well, I'm not trying to lecture to you. I don't want to hear that F word.
I think contextually it works. If you take a look at Lady Gaga, if she doesn't look at Lady Gaga, if that face doesn't say fag hag.
All right, thank you very much.
Should I hang up on her?
Yeah, I think you ought to hang up on her, yeah. 877-876-PHIL. Take a look at Lady Gaga, and if that face doesn't say. All right, in any event, here is Lady Gaga as she tells a crowd that she's against Don't Ask. Don't tell.
There are amazing heroes here today whose stories are more powerful than any story I could tell, any fight I've ever fought, any song that I could sell.
Oh,
I'm here.
You hang up on her.
Because they inspire me. I'm here because I believe in them. I'm here because Don't Ask, Don't Tell is wrong. It's unjust. And fundamentally, it is against all that we stand for as Americans.
All right, declaring that equality is the prime rib of America, pop star, the prime rib of America, that's a good one. The pop star Lady Gaga urged Maine's two U.S. senators to help break a Republican filibuster on legislation that includes a repeal of the military's ban on openly homosexual service members. One of the speakers was, who is this? My name is Stephanie Joanne Angelina Germanotta. Is that, that was Lady Gaga, yeah.
Yeah, that's her name.
My name is Stephanie Joanne Angelina Germanotta. I'm an American citizen. And she went on to talk at this rally organized by the Service Members Legal Defense Network. She urged Senator Susan Collins and Olympia Stone, both Republicans, to support the repeal of the Pentagon's Don't Ask, Don't Tell rule. Opponents of the 1993 ban have urged Snow, and Collins, both of whom opposed the policy, to join Democrats and help shut down a Republican-led filibuster of a defense authorization bill that would repeal the restriction. Democrats are unlikely to muster the 60-vote supermajority needed to get the bill to the Senate floor. Blah, 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 blah. Well, there you go. Prediction, I don't think Lady Gaga is going to get anybody rocking and rolling anytime soon. You know what I'm saying?
Why not?
Well, because I think that most of her constituents, when it comes to this sort of thing, are probably already gay people. You know?
Well, you don't think of like a straight people like her?
I'm sure there are straight people that like her. I think there's a lot of young women that like her. I don't know how many. I don't think she necessarily appeals to men. I think, like Madonna, she mostly has an appeal to women. And I think she's out there. I think women dig it. I think chicks, you know, like to see a woman like that. And I think that, yeah, she has probably, if you're talking about male support, I think it probably comes from the gay community. But and that's good. But the only problem is that's like singing to the choir. You know, you heard those people, you know.
Yeah, they're like doing a Lady Gaga concert or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, how much of that was people just showing up to be in the to be digging on Lady Gaga, you know? So, in any event, but she's a patriotic person to be lending her voice to a. I was trying to think of who the last singer or any big time celebrity was. I was trying to think of who it was the last that was in the news for something, you know?
Say that again.
I was trying to think of who it was. Who's the last celebrity to be big time on a public issue?
George Clooney, probably, for Lady Diane.
What?
What are you talking about, man? George Clooney, when he talked about Lady Diane.
Who's Lady Diane?
Oh, my God. You don't know she got... You don't know the one who got the steering wheel in her chest.
That's Princess Diane. You're talking about when she crashed?
Yeah, George Clooney.
What did he talk about?
Oh, I know. You're talking about the, paparazzi coming after people, everything like that.
That's his big issue, huh?
Yeah, that was a big political issue that he talked about and everything.
Oh, well, that's a real big-time issue there, huh? Hi, I'm George Clooney, and I really want to get you guys on board as we try to outlaw paparazzi bugging us, which I'm not saying it ain't important, but no one cares.
I know. How about Bono, Bonbo, I don't know the guy, but anyway, on an environmental issue?
His name's Bono, and Matt Damon on being against Jews.
What?
What are you talking about, man?
Anti-Palin. I thought I said anti-Semite.
Matt Damon being what?
Anti-Palin, and then Angelina Jolie on, she's anti-Jew.
Yeah.
Why? Hold on, man. If you guys are kidding me...
No, she's not. I'm sorry. I misread it. She's on human rights over in another countries, but not here.
Who?
Angelina Jolie.
Let me see that. What the hell are you doing, man? You're blind. Angelina Jolie on human rights. She's talking about the Iraqi refugee problem? Yeah, that's because she's cool. I like her a lot, man.
What do you like her for, man? But you don't like Bono and stuff like that.
Angelina Jolie just seems like she's more authentic, you know? She doesn't... And I liked her when she said she sat down with the military and she's breaking bread with those guys. She's not trying to be she's not looking to divide people. She's trying to get help for the refugees, trying to get help for the people over there. I think that's a very nice thing. And then, what's the other guy that you were talking about?
Brad Pitt.
No, you weren't. Who's the other guy?
Talking about Bono.
Yeah, Bono.
What did he do?
On environmental and everything. And He went down there into Africa with that one guy that lisps.
Yeah, you remember that?
He went down into Africa with the one guy that lisps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who?
The guy that is the American...
His name Paul O'Neill.
The Treasury Secretary.
Yeah.
The one guy that lisps. You cats, I mean, you zero in on the weirdest stuff.
I don't know the guy's name. I knew it was Bono. I didn't know the guy I was going down there with.
Yeah, what's he going down there with him for anyway, with a man like that?
Well, I guess he wanted to go down there and, you know, talk about what America... He's the U.S. Treasury Secretary under Bush, so maybe they wanted to figure out what it was. You know, I'll say one thing for President Bush. There's a lot that I could say for President Bush. One of the things that I want to say about him was that he devoted excuse me, I'm coughing. He devoted a great deal of his effort to alleviating in Africa, beginning to alleviate the ravages of AIDS, you know, in getting funding, and was greeted warmly by the people of Africa. And I remember at the end of his term, and we brought this up, and I'll never tire of bringing it up. I stopped watching Rachel Maddow, who I think is a terrific broadcaster. I really do. But I found her to be, she's not even real anymore, man, when she started laughing and mocking Bush and the work he had done, along with a lot of other world leaders for Africa on the issue of AIDS. And there is Maddow joking about it. I thought, you know what, man, I think you're a really great broadcaster, Rachel, but I don't even think you believe the stuff you're saying. I think you just spew the garbage you spew, man, to keep your gig on MSNBC. I don't even know who you are or what you believe in.
Who are you talking to?
I was talking to her.
You know her?
No, I mean, I was talking to her figuratively. I'm talking to the audience now about how I would have talked to her had I known her.
Say that again.
I was talking to the audience. I was talking to her about how...
Phil Hendry.
One more time.